There have been calls for corporate and other institutions to contribute to the National Peace Fund to facilitate the work of the council. Recently, the Minister for the Interior, Mark Oyungu, added his voice to the call. We have been joined by telephone, the chairman of the council, Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, to tell us what the situation is. We appreciate your time with us, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so how bad is the financial situation of the council?
Well, the financial situation of the council is nothing to write home about. I mean, all along is the partners, UNDP and others who have, you know, been helping the council to carry on with its activities. Of course, the staff members are paid by the government. But in terms of budget or activities, in terms of dealing with issues that will bring peace to the country, traveling to places, organizing seminars and all that, the budget that was submitted, you know, to the government, we had a cut of the budget, but even the one that is to be given to us is becoming a problem. We don't seem to be making a headway. So when the minister came and we were talking about the challenges facing the council, we raised that issue. We know that it is not the government alone that will be able to raise funds for the council. For that matter, there is the need for us to meet with partners, for us to meet with organized groups. Because if there is peace in the country, the banks and all the other people will also enjoy from it. So this is a new approach that we want to adopt so that we'll be able to raise enough funds to run the council.
Very well. So how has it affected your work, or how is it affecting your work?
Obviously, I mean, if you don't have the wherewithal, it will definitely affect your work. And there are a lot of things that we could do that we are not able to do. One of the problems is that, for example, the staff members that we have, we do not even have an official office. We are perching on the GNPC's apartment is where we are now. And on two occasions, they have written to us asking us to move. So we do not even have office for the new officers that we have engaged. And we are crammed in. So if people are working on that, such condition, it becomes very difficult for them to give their maximum.
Yeah. So, Most Reverend, do we take it from you that you are being ejected from your current offices?
I'm not saying that we are being ejected. I'm saying on two occasions, letters have been written to us. Ejecting notices have been given to us, but we are not out. We're still there.
Very well. We thank you very much for your time with us, sir.